More evidence today that the job market has finally turned a corner. The Labor Department said businesses added 288,000 jobs to their payrolls in April, and unemployment fell a tenth of a percentage point to 5.6%. Even the manufacturing sector, which has been steadily losing jobs for more than 3 years, finally saw an increase. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Not only were April's numbers considerably higher than economists had predicted, but the government also revised upward the data for February and March. The government said payrolls have now risen for 8 straight months, and there are 867,000 more jobs than there were at the start of the year. Bill Cheney is chief economist at MFS Global Investment Management.
I think this is a terrific report. If you're one of the millions of people who doesn't have a job, it doesn't mean happy days are here again, but it certainly means that there are more jobs to apply for than there are people getting laid off.
The report said that job growth occurred virtually across the economy, including the construction, retail, and healthcare sectors. With corporate profits high, there was a big surge in hiring by companies that sell business services, such as marketing and software. For the Bush administration, this second strong employment report in as many months is a political blessing. Campaigning in the Midwest today, the president tied the improving jobs picture to his tax cuts.
Since last August, we've added 1.1 million new jobs. People are finding work in this country. The tax relief we passed is working.
For their part, Democrats tried to take the long view. The party's presumed nominee for president, John Kerry, said in a statement that 8,100,000 Americans are still looking for work. Any step forward in the job market is good news for America's workers, Kerry said, but we still have a long way to go to get America working again. Ethan Harris, chief U.S. economist at Lehman Brothers, said there's some truth in that.
We're still in the beginnings of a healing process for the labor market. But there's a lot of tough times to be made up for.
Although today's report says wages picked up a bit in April, Harris says there's still considerable slackness in the job market, and workers have little negotiating power when they seek higher wages.
I'm not very impressed with the recent wage gains, particularly given that, you know, the average person's now paying a lot more for gasoline and food and other kind of commodity-based priced items. And so these wage gains are still pretty soft.
Harris says the lack of wage pressures means that Federal Reserve policymakers won't have to raise interest rates immediately. Still, he says, a rate hike is coming, perhaps in the summer. Many investors aren't willing to wait that long. The report this morning led to a sell-off in the bond market and also sent stock prices down sharply. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.